Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, April 7th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: bear market over or bear trap? DAX out of bear market, S&P 500 to follow, and Brexit trade deal is getting harder. Leading today's news: stock futures are pointing to another opening jump in early morning trade, up about 4%, following a steep rebound in the previous session that saw major U.S. indexes rally more than 7%. In a press conference Monday, President Trump said there's tremendous light at the end of the tunnel, with 10 different therapeutic agents in active trials amid a slew of coronavirus headlines pointed to a potential stabilization in the U.S. The Federal Reserve also moved to bolster a new small business lending program by allowing financial institutions to turn those loans over to the U.S. Central Bank for cash. In other news, building on recent gains, Germany's benchmark DAX index soared another 4.6% overnight to technically leave a bear market it entered in March. A bounce for the export-heavy gauge, which fell as much as 40% during the recent sell-off, comes amid signs that infection rates in parts of Europe may be nearing a peak. It makes sense to see the DAX gauge to do better, said Frederick Hildner, a portfolio manager at Somm & Partner. However, not retesting the lows in the absence of major medical progress would simply be astonishing to me. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson received oxygen support overnight, but was not put on a ventilator, after being moved to intensive care as his coronavirus symptoms worsened. Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab, another supporter of the Vote Leave campaign, is taking the helm for the time being, in the latest turn in Brexit developments. Many are now questioning whether the UK will be able to meet that deadline of end 2020 to set a free trade deal with the EU, after which Britain said it would leave the single market with no deal or revert to WTO rules. Japan is finalizing plans for a massive stimulus package worth 108 trillion yen, or $990 billion, equal to 20% of its economic output, to counter the fallout from the coronavirus pandemic. That exceeds 11% of output for the U.S. stimulus package laid out by President Trump, and 5% for that of Germany. "I think the coronavirus has given a final blow to the economy," said Jun Saito of the Japan Center for Economic Research. GDP already started to slow down since late 2018, and the impact of Sino-U.S. trade tensions was further exacerbated by a consumption tax rate hike in October 2019. The postponement of the Tokyo Olympics also didn't help the situation. Plunging oil demand and dwindling storage options, not a coordinated supply cut with Saudi Arabia and Russia, will force U.S. producers to voluntarily cut production by 30-35%, Continental Resources Chief Executive Harold Hamm told S&P Global Platts. President Trump suggested last week that American producers might agree to curtailments to help break the oil price war between Riyadh and Moscow, but U.S. producers don't need to coordinate between themselves, Hamm said. "That's unnecessary. Each of them will have his own situation to deal with." While the SEC rejected its initial proposal, the New York Stock Exchange is in talks with the regulator again to temporarily ease its listing requirements. That would take the strain off companies that may have fallen out of compliance due to the recent market rout. The last time the exchange temporarily suspended the ongoing listing standards, which stipulate a share price of more than a dollar and an average global market cap above $50 million for 30 consecutive trading days, was during the financial crisis in 2009. Banks stand to lose more than $100 million from a loan they made to the chairman of Luckin Coffee, whose share price plunged more than 80% last week after the Chinese coffee chain said much of its 2019 sales were fabricated. A margin call earlier against the company's chairman and chief executive led to the loss of control of 515,355,752 Class B shares and 95,445,000 Class A shares. In hindsight, Wall Street probably shouldn't have let Luckin Coffee's chairman have more or less unfettered access to $500 million, with now plunging Luckin shares as collateral, tweeted The Wall Street Journal's Jonathan Chang. We are now introducing a limit so that messages can only be forwarded to one chat at a time, WhatsApp said in a new blog post. We believe it's important to slow the spread of these messages down to keep WhatsApp a place for personal conversation and curb the spread of misinformation. Since last year, users have been able to forward a message to only 5 individuals or groups at once, down from an earlier limit of 20. The app also labeled any messages that had been forwarded more than 5 times. Amazon will issue a written warning to warehouse workers violating social distancing guidelines, according to a document viewed by CNBC. The second violation could result in the employee being fired. In addition to the new rules, Amazon has said it has instituted temperature checks at its facilities, taken steps to increase cleaning at its facilities, and has supplied workers with face masks, sanitizer, and disinfected wipes. So the 3M saga ends very happily, President Trump concluded at a White House press briefing on the coronavirus. Under the terms of the New Deal, 3M will import 166.5 million respirator masks to the U.S. over the next quarter, supplementing the 35 million 3M produces domestically each month. I want to thank President Trump and the administration for their leadership and collaboration, 3M CEO Mike Roman said in the statement. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, crude oil, and gold are all set to open in the green. On today's economic calendar, Redbook chain store sales are out at 8:55 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.